and all evil spirits who wander throughout the world seeking the boon of souls. Amen. The sky is opening up in the most beautiful coloring of blue. There are tremendous rays coming from the center of the sky directly over Our Lady's statue. The rays are not white. They are a pale blue, almost white. Oh, they are so beautiful, so beautiful. Now, over on our right side, directly over the trees, I see many, many people standing over the trees. They're dressed in all types of garments. They look religious. Religious garments, but now as I watch, I see that no, they are people. People dressed very modestly in long garments. And now the women in the long dresses are placing beautiful blue berets upon their heads. They all look very happy, and I'm sure I feel just as deeply moved seeing all of the blue berets being worn under Our Lady's direction. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, there is a tremendous glass-like formation, round, circular in shape, and coming through the center of this tremendous, I don't know a word to describe how beautiful. It's like cut glass, iridescent, crystalline. Oh, it's just beautiful. Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she is so pretty. Our Lady has on a long white gown with a beautiful blue sash about it. The sash, oh, is the coloring of the hats worn by the group of peoples over the trees. Our Lady has on a long mantle of beautiful deep blue coloring in the mantle. Our Lady now is reaching to her waist. A beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the beautiful white Hail Marys that are now glimmering as Our Lady is removing them from about her sash band. They are glimmering, coloring, all the colors of the rainbow seem to be caught in the light about them. Our Lady is extending now the crucifix, the golden crucifix of her rosary in front of her, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is motioning, and down from the sky, directly over on our right side, the sky is opening up, and coming forward down from the sky are beautiful angels. Oh, it is the most beautiful sight I have ever seen. They are dressed in all the colors of the rainbow, and now they're extending their hands, and they have in their hands a roping of roses. They're passing these garlands, and as they're passing them one to the other, coming in the direction of Our Lady, hundreds and hundreds of angels are now descending from the sky. They're grouped about Our Lady, and now Our Lady is bending down upon her knees, and with her hands now in prayer before her, and her rosary is now grouped about her fingers. Michael is coming forward. He has the gauge he always carries in his right hand, and he has his spear. But now he is motioning with his hands to the right. And the gauge and the spear now are being settled into place as though they're just standing in the air. There's no way to explain it. Now Michael is reaching high over his head, and there upon what appear to be his hands, I can't see his hands, it's all cloth-like appearance, he has this very large, beautiful, crowned garland of roses. Our Lady now is kneeling down, and Michael is now hovering just above Our Lady, and he's placing upon her head the most beautiful crown, a garland of roses. The roses are a bright red, a brilliant red, but the stems and the leaves appear to be golden in color. Oh, it is so beautiful. Our Lady now has turned, and she's rising. She looks so beautiful with the blue mantle and the beautiful red roses about her head. Now, Michael is going backwards into the sky behind Our Lady, and the angels are now grouped about Our Lady in a circle, and they are now passing a garland. It's a continuous garland, and it's making its way directly up front. Our Lady now is encircled by a full garland of roses. The roses are all of the colors of a rainbow. I have never seen any flower like this before. They are blues, tints of purple, and golden leaves. I have never seen anything so beautiful. Our Lady of the Roses. Now Our Lady is rising a little higher above her statue and touching her lips. My child and my children, my heart is full this evening with you. You understand now, my child, why I have asked you not to verbally or in writing defend your mission against the attacks of Satan. Go forward, my child and my children, and do not become involved with trifles. There are many souls to be reached throughout the world with a message from heaven. Oh, my children, I have sent a special guardian from heaven through the direction of the Eternal Father to be with your vicar, Pope Paul VI in Rome. My children, what I have warned you of the past is developing fast in Rome. The agents of 666 now are in full control of the Curia. Oh, my children, I beg you as your mother to pray and pray for your vicar. Do much penance and acts of atonement for your bishops. Many shepherds have fallen asleep. Satan has poisoned the minds of many. The doors of the eternal city of Rome were opened, and demons entered to wreak havoc in the house of my son. My children, I have often counseled you to recognize the ways of Satan among you. He will enter by means of persons, places, and things. All upon the earth is now at his command. I have given you, my children, through visits upon your earth, through countless earth years of visits, your weapons to use in this battle against the dark spirits. Satan has full control of the earth now, and all of the children of God will undergo a great test. The rulers of evil shall multiply in the days ahead. Sin shall multiply, and hearts will be filled with murder, covetousness, fornication, and all manner of foul deeds. My children, guard your homes against the entrance of Satan. You must protect your children now, for often they will go out of your house and meet with the adversary, the prince of darkness and his consorts. My children, you must not cast aside any of your sacramentals. You must gather them close to your heart. Your children must not go out with outside your doors without a sacramental upon them. Do not fall to the blandishments of the evil ones who try to take you away from my son by removing your sacramentals, by taking from your hearts and minds the knowledge of your God and the need for the bread of life, my son, within you. My children, as light bearers now, go forward, serve in the darkness for your brothers and sisters. In your charity of heart, weep for them. Weep with my son. Solace him in your charity. The heart of my son is torn by the many abominations being committed by his shepherds. The heart of my son is torn by the laxity and ignorance of their faith of the parents. My children, ignorance can only be excused for a short time. But one man in his free will must go forward searching for the light and the truth. Science shall not give you the way. Science shall cloud your mind. For the man of science is ever searching, but never coming to the truth. Man now is climbing high into the stars, but he shall be brought down. My children, you must pray for your bishops, your clergy. The convents are closing. My son's houses are being defiled and the doors are closing. A house in darkness wears a band of death about it. My children, you must set a good and firm example to others. By your example, will you bring many back? You must continue, my children, upon the mission from heaven with great haste. There is no time to lose, no time to be wasted. You must now evaluate what is important and what is hindering you from your mission, and cast aside all trifles. Do not waste time in evaluating upon the sins and the condition of the souls of others. You must not judge. It is better that you pray for another. Your Father in the eternal city of Rome, Pope Paul VI, your Holy Father is a blessed man, for he carries his cross. Your Holy Father is a blessed man, for he shall be martyred. Dear Holy Father, worried and worn, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep grow thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements from heavenly shores. So deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must ascend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender of too many souls who don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life. Smite in the heart with the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity, all indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do but place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are bold, who stand up and fight for all heaven's glory and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story. My child, that message was given for great reason and urgency. It contains the key to the mystery of the iniquity that is going throughout your world now. It is the battle, my children, the final battle, the separation of the sheep from the goats. You are all lining up now, my children. You will be children of the light or children of the darkness. Pray, my children of the light, for those who do not come out of the darkness. No one shall be cast into the abyss and damned to hell unless he goes there of his own free will. Before the final consummation upon earth, know that everyone shall have heard the message from heaven and will have made his choice. Pray, my children, prayer, atonement, and sacrifice, I beg of you. The time is growing short. The sands run faster. It is but for the prayers and atonement of others that you had received two reprieves in the past. And you will go forward now, my children, with hope in your heart and confidence in my Son and the Eternal Father's plan for the redemption of mankind. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes. Keep the monuments, the statues in your homes, and you will be saved. Our lady now is taking the rosary from about her waist. It has been knotted onto her band about her waist, the blue sash. Now, lady now is placing it in front of her like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, for my Son in the Eternal Father and the Spirit of Life. We send among you graces, graces for cures and conversions, cures of the body and cures of the spirit. But remember, my children, it is the spiritual cures that are needed most now. Do not place too much value in physical cures. The spirit now must be cured, my children, for many soon shall enter over the veil, and they must come with pure spirit. Our Lady is raising her hand with the crucifix high above her head like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My children, you have all been marked now with the sign of the cross. Go forward with graces from heaven. You are now all apostles of the latter days, and many latter-day saints shall come from among you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You will be seated now, my child. There are many photographs to look into, but the first three must not be revealed.
All right, Monica.
I have no strength. Just a minute.
Let me know, Ben.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us in this hour.
And now there is a whole lighted section opening up in the center of the sky. It's the coloring is blue. It's very unusual because the pink is beginning to fade away all about the trees. And instead of pink now, it appears that we have a huge host in the sky that outlines all of the trees about the center over here, the site. And Jesus is coming forward from the center of this beautiful large host that covers the whole sky. Jesus is wearing, it's very unusual, he is all in white this evening. Jesus has on a white gown. It's a pure white, it's very white, just like sugar. And his feet are bare, and Jesus has all about him a white, like a mantle, a cape. Pure white. Now he's coming forward. Jesus has been in the center of the sky area. Now he's coming forward. And his feet are there. I can see that the wind is rustling his garment so that I can see his feet. In fact, now, as I'm looking at his left foot, our right side, but his left foot, I can see the marks of the spikes that went through his feet. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of this, in like this, the three fingers extended, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My children, bearers of the light, and I say, you are my children, for we have watched with great anticipation the reaction upon our children in the present crisis in my mother's mission upon earth. It gladdens our hearts to know that Satan has been unable to go forward with his plan to bring sorrow to my mother's heart anew. As you understand, my children, man has a free will and can use his will for good or evil. The eternal Father in heaven does not force his will upon mankind. He allows you your choice. Every man, woman, and child of conscionable age, the age of reasoning, shall be held accountable in the days ahead for his actions and his reaction to my mother's mission. I assure you, my children, the work for heaven will accelerate when the tremors come to the earth. Be ye warned that houses will blow in the wind. And if this does not bring man back to his senses, then skin shall dry up on the bones and blow away as if it has never been. Many will see this, my children, and still not believe that it is the hand of God upon man, because the hearts of man have been hardened by sin. Because sin has become a way of life among you. Oh, my children, the reward is great in heaven for all who will persevere in the days ahead. Remember, be prudent, and say, my Jesus, my confidence, when you are tempted. Temptation is always about you. Satan works through the material, and Satan will come into your mind to influence your will. My children, it will become evident to you all why my mother counts counseled you in the past to avoid all occasions of sin, and sin through the senses of sight is one of the major obstacles confronting mankind in the days ahead. Man has given himself over to pleasures of the flesh far beyond what is safe for the salvation of his soul. Fornication and all manners of desecration to your bodies, the temple of your spirit, the temple of your God, the light in you, this light has been extinguished by sin. Every man, woman, and child of the age of reason knows right from wrong, for he has been given an inborn conscience at the moment of his conception. Life is within the womb, and at the moment of conception, a life is forming, regardless of what the agents of hell now pollute the minds of mankind with, creating murders of the young. I say unto you, life begins at the moment of conception, and all who extinguish this light are murderers, and without repentance shall be condemned to hell. Many shall go forward in the days ahead, suffering persecution for my sake. I say unto you, my children, you will follow my path as the dragon covers your earth. The dragon, my children, is a beast of power. The powers that now form 666 upon your earth. You will learn to recognize the faces and forces of evil about you. Listen well, my children, to the counsel of my mother. Do not get itching ears, for you will be given doctrines of demons. Do not seek false shepherds. Flee from them for your own salvation and the salvation of your families, souls. Pray for your priests. Many are on the road to perdition and are taking many souls with them by their bad example. Remember, my children, your priest is a human being and subject to temptation in his human nature. During the consecration of my body, regardless of his human nature, whether it be saint or sinner, I come to you in full body and spirit. I come to you through him as a medium from God, through him as an instrument from God. Come to me, my children, through these instruments, legally ordained priests in my house upon earth, the Roman Catholic Church, born from St. Peter, through my hand, and now guided, though shakily, by Paul, Pope Paul the Sixth, your vicar. He has not expired yet, though the enemies about him wish for his demise. My mother gave you full knowledge of what transpires now in Rome. You will listen to her counsel and follow it. My children, you must now make up your own minds. Shall you be of the spirit or of the body? Are you materialistic or are you living in the spirit? Unless you live in the spirit now, you will not be of the spirit when you come over the veil. And many who hear my voice now shall be coming over the veil before you can count the numbers on one hand. My children, my mother did not come to you to bring fear into your hearts. She came to counsel you as a mediatrix between God and man. Do not question her message. You cannot cast aside any of her words of counsel to suit yourselves. No changes shall be made in my mother's message, for no man shall set himself above my mother, the Queen of Heaven and Earth. She is your mother also, and that is the reason she persists in begging for your repatriation. My children, honor my mother, console her in her agony of seeing her children falling fast into the abyss. If I could bring you with me across the veil and watch the countless numbers of souls being lost to us daily, they are falling into hell as fast as the rain falls, as fast as the snow falls upon your earth. My children, console the bleeding heart of my mother. Console her by accepting her words of counsel and acting upon them. Prayer is the greatest weapon now you have against the forces of evil loosed upon your world. It is the battle of all battles, Satan against the spirit of life and light. Satan has now mobilized the full forces and fury of hell against you. My mother has prepared you well if you accepted her counsel. Your world shall go and pass through a great crucible of suffering. The earth shall be shaken and many nations shall disappear from the face of your earth instantly. My children, ponder upon my mother's words now as you go forward upon the mission from heaven. Give all you can in charity of heart. Bring the knowledge to the world, my children. Give, and you shall receive threefold. Parents, go forward with your rosary and your Bible. Admonish your children with heart. Discipline them for the salvation of their souls. Permissiveness allows them to come face to face with evil. A child must be guided by a strong hand and heart. My children, accept all of the graces being given from heaven to comfort you and strengthen you in the days ahead. Wear your sacramentals as directed by my mother. Call upon your guardians, your angels. Many are falling asleep, for they have a lack of work. My children, they too suffer laxity among you. They suffer from your neglect. Call upon your angels. They desire and are most happy to be with you and help you. My children, it is a war of the spirits now such as never has been seen upon the earth before. Many prodigies, many miracles shall take place. But test the spirits, my children. Satan has great knowledge also. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now directly behind Jesus, he looked so beautiful in that white outfit. This is the first time I've seen him completely covered in white. It's like a sheeting. I can't explain. It's a pure white, though. The light is so bright, I can see Jesus' face because his head now is covered by this mantle. He has a white mantle, a sheeting all about his head. And now he's pointing upward. Now, Lady is coming forward. I don't know where she came from. I didn't see her in the background, but she's coming out of the sky now with Michael behind her. Michael is tremendous. He covers the whole sky. Oh, he is tremendous in size. And all about Our Lady now, I see these beautiful angels. They look very young. The grouping coming forward now, they look like they may be children. And they're dressed in all different gowns. Like they almost look like the colors of the rainbow. Pinks and blues and light purples and greens, a very pale green. And they're holding now a rose in their hands. A rose. Now I see many, many other children in the sky, and they're all holding roses too. I do feel a little sad. There's something about those children that are different. Our Lady is now touching her lips. My child, you see those who were not born onto the earth. They were returned without fulfilling their mission, murdered by the hand of mankind. Oh, my. Abortion, my child, is murder, as you can see. These are the children that were not given life as they would have grown upon earth. I see the most beautiful little boys and girls now. The boys seem to be dressed in communion suits. They are black and some are wearing white. And they all have a rose in their hand. And I see little girls now coming forward. They're dressed in communion dresses. They're so beautiful. It makes you feel very sad to look at them. They all are carrying a rose in their hand. Lives, my child, that have never been lived. Pure flowers pulled from the soil. Oh, now Our Lady is raising her hand to her eyes. Oh, she's brushing her eyes with tears. And now Jesus is touching his lips. My children, I have warned the nations that the abomination of murders of the young must be discontinued. For measure, we are counting these abominations. And the punishments and chastisements shall be meted in accordance with the numbers of murders of the young. No city shall escape the just wrath of an angry God. Oh, now Jesus is pointing over to the left side of the sky. And I see a map of the United States. And I see a great big cross, a black cross being placed over, it looks like Long Island, no. No, it would be around the Manhattan area, a very large black cross. It's very ominous looking. It's being now placed, it's floating, the cross has gone from Long Island, I don't know, what is Long Island down now? It's covering, I believe it's all in Manhattan, like in New York City and Oh, my. I don't know. Now the cross is disappearing. I can still see the outline of the East Coast. Our Lady is now touching her lips. My child, no more shall be given for the time being. You understand, my child, now why I cautioned you to send out the message with great haste. You will all now keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and your country. No nation shall be destroyed that turns back to a sorrowful Father in heaven and repents of its sin. I assure you, my children, no man shall be lost if he turns from the ways that offend the Eternal Father and repents of his sin. Now Our Lady is holding her crucifix out like this on her rosary and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.